2 of episode 112 of the Parkrun Adventurers podcast. Little known fact, Scotty and I actually recorded an intro last week when we were both suffering from all the maladies of the world, it felt like. Voices sounded substantially different. There was lots of snot running, lots of coughing and sneezing. However, we've come back stronger this week for realizing that we weren't going to make anybody happy by sneezing into the microphones last week. Scotty, you're here with me?
I am. I'm back. So you don't think 15 minutes of us talking about how sick we were was interesting fodder for people to digest on their parkrun rotation?
With the high standards that we have, I think it was actually passable. But if I recall correctly, the software also had a bit of a virus last week and it got glitchy in the recording and cut out a whole chunk of what we were saying. Yep. So that was the real nail in the snotty coffin.
So we just threw up our hands and said, that's it. Too hard.
Yep. It's a sign. Yeah. It just wasn't meant to be. And we went to bed early and got over our various illnesses.
You touched on it there. We went to bed early. So I know you went through the green snot clear stop phase. My man flu, it was a sneaky man flu. It just made me really tired, but I didn't have many symptoms. So I got even less sympathy than I'd usually get this time.
Oh, you need the visible symptoms for the real sympathy, don't you?
Yeah, there was no cough. There was a little bit of a sore throat, but it was mainly that I was just really tired. And I was like wanting to go to bed at 5 o'clock. And it's just not socially acceptable.
In your household?
Yes. And my wife judges me.
Well, the thing is, you do a lot of your running in the evenings too, though, don't you, Scotty?
I do. So,
how has that impacted? You've been sick. You're still training for a marathon off in the distant future, or maybe not so distant anymore. You've never really divulged where you're hoping to run. How's that affected your marathon training?
Well, the marathon's getting closer, but my kilometres is dropping dramatically. So I have not done much running for 2 weeks. And what it does is, so I'm inherently lazy. My motivation is lacking most of the time. Even though I love running and I love it once I'm out there, the desire to get up and put the shoes on is never really that strong. And when I've got an excuse of having the man flu, I didn't run. And it's been a struggle, Mel, to get back, to get back into a routine of doing my runs on Tuesday nights and recovery runs Wednesday. And the little routine that I have is gone. And I wonder if it'll ever come back.
Oh, that's so you've dropped a heap of your training sessions then. How is that working on your head apart from the fact that, you know, you haven't got your mojo, you haven't got your motivation? What's going on in there in terms of your marathon then?
Well, I think it's okay because I've still had a couple of runs and I can still do it. Like, still, my legs still work, my lungs still work. And because I was a bit sick and had some trouble with Buster that caused me a lot of stress, which meant I didn't eat for like 48 hours. So I haven't had this psychology that I've put on all this weight because I've stopped running, which I usually go through. On that side of it, it's under control, but just the desire to run is...
But you're feeling okay, because I understand the desire not there when your whole body is fighting you and it's like, no, just want to sleep. But you're feeling better now.
I am.
So that's not your excuse. You're just out of the habit, basically.
I'm sitting in my car in a car park at a park waiting to wrap up our recording here so I can go for a run, get back into the groove. Because if I miss this or if we keep recording too long, I'll have another excuse not to go for a run today. And I want to avoid that.
No pressure.
Yep.
Well, I will try not to keep you too long then, Scotty.
So I've got nothing to talk about from my parkrun week. You know, I went to Studley, great day, lots of fun, nothing exciting happened there. Did you have something exciting happen on Saturday?
Well, I went somewhere exciting on Saturday. There was a new event launching not too far from me, actually, where my nana lives.
You didn't go, did you?
What do you mean I didn't go, did I?
We were on the same amount of events. We were back even again. I enjoyed
Are
it.
we even again? I haven't looked. Oh, that is very exciting.
Don't tell me you haven't looked. Of course you've looked.
I haven't. I didn't. Well, see, the thing is, I was still technically under the weather last weekend, so I'm not, or at least I wasn't at my normal parkrun form of, you know, checking in to see where I rate on the scale of is Scotty beating Mel on the most events list. You've just really put some wind in my sails, Scotty. I'm excited now because you know what? I'm headed off somewhere new this weekend too.
No.
Yes. Yes. But last weekend I was at Woodford Parkrun, which is up in, it's sort of inland and up hills, it's sort of hinterland area of Queensland. Beautiful rural sort of farming type community up there. As I mentioned, my nana lives there. I didn't pop in to visit her as I would have done normally because I was still a snot fest, and it's not generally considered good form to walk into a nursing home full of elderly, delicate people when you're a raging bag of germs. Mm. So I didn't do that. I have been back to visit her, though, you'll be happy to know, since good. I've got over the illness, which is good.
How is Nana? Well,
she's great.
Good.
She's wonderful. Gets a kick out of seeing Wes every time she sees him, so that's always nice.
Well, he's an entertainer, so that's obvious.
He is, and he's a ladies' man. He's a very charming young gentleman. But I digress, as is often the case. Woodford Parkrun was beautiful. It was very brisk. It made me realise winter's actually here. We came back from New York where, you know, it was a bit hit and miss with the temperatures. It was a bit cold one day and then the next day it was really hot.
So what, are you in jumpers? Are you wearing long sleeves or what's brisk?
Right now I'm wearing long sleeves and long pants and socks in my house and a scarf.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's brisk for me. I actually wore fingerless gloves to parkrun on the weekend, and I walked the course with Wes in the carrier because it's a cross country course, sort of traily cross country. It's all on grass, so not amazing for prams. Prams can do it, but it's, you know, it's just slow, heavy going kind of thing. So I decided to walk it with Wes in the carrier, and I was also tail walking. And it worked out well because he was a lovely little hot water baby to keep me toasty as well, as much as I was keeping him toasty. So that was great. Yeah, but I won't go too much into it because we actually have some roving reports from our Channel 5 news crew this week, one of which is Lyndall, who was at Woodford Parkrun's launch. So I'm going to let her fill you in on a whole bunch of the rest of the fun. Heaps of roving reports today. Very exciting. We've had a couple of weeks off, so it's good to have the team coming back in full force.
It was good, wasn't we? Put the challenge to them, and my God, did they deliver. So we've got a lot coming up. I know Simon Mackley asked for a two-hour episode this week. We might give it a nudge, Simon, making up for last week.
And if we don't, just play us at half-time
there
speed.
There we go. Yep.
So, you know, there are some people that speed us up to 1.5 times just so they can devour us faster. If you slow us down to 0.5, we will go for longer. I don't see this. I'm right now revolutionising Parkrun Adventurers podcast.
So, Mel, 112 episodes in. I've had some feedback personally that I talk very slowly, so people like to speed me up, and that it's hard to tell when I'm excited. But that's why I keep telling all you guys that I'm excited, because you can't tell through my voice. But I'm excited for Sunday this week, Mel. This is the Junior Parkrun episode.
It is, because what's happening on Sunday, Scotty, your neck of the woods?
We're launching Westerfold's Junior Parkrun that has gone through a few different forms, but it's finally emerged and evolved into what is going to become the most awesome junior parkrun in Melbourne, mainly because it's going to be the only one in Melbourne.
For 12 months,
yep. So we're all getting ready to do that. And I'm back at Westerfolds. And so this was my little struggle. You know, I started Westerfolds Parkrun. A lot of my life revolves around that damn park. And I didn't want to launch Junior Parkrun in the same place, but it was only for purely personal reasons. Because now I know that it's a perfect location for Junior Parkrun, and I'm sure that will be confirmed on Sunday. And I'm a little bit nervous, a little bit excited. Excited because when I think I've told this story on the pod before, but I'm going to tell it again. When I got involved in Parkrun and bringing Parkrun to Westerfolds to begin with, it was because I wanted to have the Saturday morning habit with my daughter, Kasia. So now we've got to the point a few years into the journey where she hasn't loved it as much as I hoped she would. And it's purely around the 5 kilometre distance, I think. I think she just doesn't enjoy 40 to 60 minutes of exercise. She'd much prefer 10 to 15. She's really good in the first K, but then peters out quite a bit. So, and she's old enough now to recognise that in herself. So she's now looking forward to Junior Parkrun on Sunday, which is very weird to have Kasia in the house. Excited.
She's excited about
She's excited because she knows it's for her and she knows that it's only 2K, so she only has to run 2K and she can do that easy. You know, her school cross country is 2K and she smashes that out. She's humble brag, but she's won the local fun run, which was longer than 2K, and she did that easy. So I really think they, PSH had a great idea with 5K, but then when they flipped it for kids and said, I think 2K is enough, I think he got that right too.
Okay, so I'm interested. Obviously, or maybe it's not so obvious, people wouldn't know yet because it's not so common. Our Junior Parkrun, kids are allowed to participate on their own without their parents, but parents can also run or walk with them as well if they choose to. I'm assuming you guys are letting Kasia take the lead in terms of deciding whether or not she goes solo. What's the plan? Does she want... You'll be run directing, so you can't run, but... Will Vonnie be accompanying her or does she want to do it on her own?
Well, she didn't have the choice because, as you remember, when you're event director with a new event, it's all hands on deck. So Vonnie's on the tools, my mum's on the tools, all my friends that I would trust with Kasia are on the tools. Yeah, so Kasia doesn't have a choice. But she's also at that age now where she's seeking a lot of independence, where she wants to do things by herself. So the idea that, yes, she owns this and she's going to run with it and she's going to go at her own pace and she can stop for a walk whenever she wants to, I think that genuinely excites her and gives her the motivation to be excited for Junior Parkrun.
Well, I can't wait to hear what she thinks of it after she has her first crack.
Yeah. Let's continue the flavour. Let's catch up with the head honchos who have also been involved in bringing Junior Parkrun to Australia and find out a bit more. Junior Parkrun is ready to launch for me on Sunday, but it's already launched on the Gold Coast. And the woman responsible for bringing Junior Parkrun to the Gold Coast is Renee Gimbert. She's been on the podcast before, and she's back. Welcome back, Renee.
Thanks for having me, guys.
First off, you were there when it launched on the Gold Coast. Can you explain the day, the morning, your feelings before and after the event?
Most definitely. The event was fantastic. It was organised chaos for 202 children and about 150 adults. So it was an exciting morning, lots of happy kids, a couple of tears, which we dealt with, but most of all excitement, lots of smiles and people just feeling great that they had a great achievement.
So tell us, Renee, after you had finished crying and you wiped away those tears, what was the highlight of the day for you?
I think the highlight was the fact that we were going to do it all again the next week. So whilst there was hype for this first event, it's an event that will continue and has continued for the last 5 weeks. And that's the best part, is we do the same thing every week, same time, same place.
Can I take you back to the days beforehand? Were there nerves? Were there fears? What were you going through leading up to the launch?
To be honest, there were nerves before our trial. Once we actually, Tim was down on the Gold Coast a couple of weeks before and we ran a trial. There was only a handful of kids at that event. There was about 20 kids. And I think I was more nervous going into that than I was going into the actual day. The trial made us feel at ease. It made us comfortable with the course, seeing kids on there and having marshals and volunteers in position. So that was exciting. But, yeah, I'd definitely say more nerves at the trial than going into it. So in saying that, Tim's going into his trial this weekend, so he's probably feeling quite nervous.
Now, there are a lot of children participating. You've been going for a few weeks. How have you found the progression of the event has been over the time? Has much changed over the weeks?
Well, the numbers have been fairly steady. They've dropped off in the last 2 weeks. There's been other events on the Gold Coast at the time. So we started off with 202. Our numbers went up to 220. And the last 2 weeks, we've seen them drop to 130 and 160. So Mother's Day was in the middle of that and the Mother's Day Classic Fun Run. And then also last weekend, we had another popular Gold Coast running event, which drew a lot of people away as well. So to us, it's not about numbers. We, you know, having 160 or 130 kids there is a great environment. But, you know, I think the more people that want to participate, the better.
Let's bring Tim into it. Tim, you're having your unofficial trial this weekend. I've chosen not to do trials at Westerfolds. How are your nerves going?
Yeah, I wouldn't say I'm nervous. Hi, guys, by the way. I wouldn't say that I'm nervous. I'm more, what's the word? I'm really curious to see how it's going to go. My situation is a little bit different to both yours and Renee's in that, you know, you're putting on the juniors event in the heart of very well-established parkrun regions. So in terms of numbers of participants, i.e. kids, you know, there's hundreds, if not potentially thousands, within striking distance. But more so from a volunteer perspective, you've got a lot of very experienced, highly trained parkrun people who are going to be able to put their hand up to get involved with your events. Whereas it's a bit different here. You know, we've got obviously just the one event, Early Beach Parkrun, that's local. Bowen's an hour away, so I'm certainly not banking on having any regular volunteers from there just because of the distance. So really it's a case of this community is going to pull together, this small community is going to pull together to put this event on for the kids every week. But we have the same volunteer kind of requirements, I guess, as, you know, the events in the larger towns, larger cities. So it's going to be much more a case of the parents who are specifically coming for this event and the local community really putting their hand up to keep it going. So that's what's really interesting for me at the moment is going through that process of recruiting parents and recruiting locals to get involved to get us on our feet.
Tim, your young family has grown up never knowing any different than parkrun days every Saturday. They've participated in prams. Jack has run quite a few 5Ks with you now. How are they feeling about the birth of junior parkrun coming to their neighbourhood?
Yeah, it's contrasting emotions actually, because as you say, Jack, who's a very outgoing 5-year-old and has already done, I think, 13 or 14 5K parkruns. So he's for him, it's just a run in the park with his mates. He'll get out there and have a bash, and it'll be nothing. He'll do it easy, and he'll just have a good laugh with his friends. Whereas Evie, who's 4, is a much more introverted personality. She has no interest in getting out of the pram at 5K parkrun. I push her in the double with baby Archie. She's got no interest in 5K. So Nikki's been sort of subtly, you know, letting Evie know that on Sundays we're now, you know, very soon we're going to be doing junior parkrun, which is just for kids, and you can just walk, and she can just walk with her friends and walk with mum and all that sort of stuff. And Evie's sort of coming alive to the prospect of that, which is really nice. And I think that's as much as I love seeing Jack, you know, fly around like a madman, I think I'll probably get more satisfaction and from watching Evie come out of her shell, because I think it'll be more of an achievement for her to walk 2K with, you know, in a parkrun environment than it will be for Jack to go out and, you know, probably run 2K in 10 minutes or something like that. So yeah, it's going to be really interesting from that regard, and I'm very excited and hopeful that Evie does take to it.
Junior Parkrun has been in the works for a very long time and much anticipated for a very long time. These three events at the Gold Coast, up at Airlie Beach, and also down in Victoria are the flagship events, if you will, in Australia. There is going to be a 12-month trial for these three events. Tim or Renee, would one of you like to explain to people what that trial's all about?
I'll happily do that, Mel. So the biggest challenge we've had in preparing to get Junior Parkrun off the ground is understanding our responsibilities and the requirements around working with children and child safeguarding. Very different to 5K Parkrun, where children are the responsibility, they're the sole responsibility of their parent or guardian. Whereas at Junior Parkrun, we assume that responsibility from the parent or guardian for the duration of the time that they're on the course. So we've had to understand what our responsibilities are in the scheme of things. And each state has different legislation. It's similar, but they're all different enough to make it a little bit of a headache to understand what we need to do to comply. So we spend near enough on 12 months studying and understanding what all the requirements are in each state. And where we've come to is a realization that every single volunteer at Junior Parkrun will require a working with children check. And not only that, but you know, in states such as Queensland, for people who already have a working with children check, which it's called a blue card here in Queensland, well, that's not actually good enough. You need to have that blue card then linked to Parkrun Australia. So there's still multiple steps. I think a lot of people are just assuming that they've got a blue card, so they're okay, but that's actually not the case. They have to link it. So the reason we're having a pilot for 12 months with three events is that period. We will be able to understand I guess, how much work is going to go into us managing the working with children registrations. You know, when understanding when our volunteers' registrations have expired and informing them that they need to get new ones, et cetera, et cetera. And ideally, we're going to build our own sort of internal database that's going to manage that process for us. So initially, it's all going to be done manually, but as the months go by, we'll understand what we can automate. And then once we get to a point where we feel our systems can handle having, you know, hundreds of working with children checks getting processed, you know, on a daily basis and whatnot, then we'll be able to roll the Junior Parkrun concept out nationally. So that was all a bit of a mouthful, but yeah, that's the explanation as to why we are taking a very steady approach to it.
So some of our observers or critics might look in and say, well, we don't have to go to that effort to be involved in our local footy club or even our local little athletics club. Why is Parkrun going so overboard in this regard?
Yeah, mate, great question. And this is something that I guess we debated, didn't, as to where, how do we want to position ourselves in this space? And what we decided after lots of conversation and lots of advice was that we want to and we need to position ourselves as the absolute leader in child safety in a sort of sporting context. Now, I'm not going to name names, but there are plenty of organisations that publicly talk about how, you know, the fact that they safeguard children and so on and so forth, but then they devolve that responsibility to the local clubs. And I can pretty much guarantee you that a lot of those local clubs just aren't resourced to take on that responsibility. So we don't want to be put in a position where we are finding out through secondhand or through third parties that there are volunteers at Junior Parkrun who don't have working with children checks. You know, we need to be able to at the push of a button look at our systems and say, well, we can tell you that on Sunday, last Sunday, every single volunteer had a Working with Children check, and here's the list, and here's all their registration numbers, and we can, you know, we can show that from a central position, you know, and we're not going to devolve, we're not going to push that responsibility down the chain. So yeah, we've taken a position that's probably greater than what the law said we had to, but we want to be better than what the law says. We want to be the leader and really set the bar as to what expectations parents can have about how their children are going to be protected at Junior Park Run.
You look like you're about to chime in there, Renee.
No, I will add that exactly what Tim said. We want Parkrun to be the safest possible environment for children to participate in activity. And I can see from my event, because we talk about this at Southport Juniors as to why we need so many marshals and why we need the checks. And every week we talk about it, all the parents are nodding, agreeing, like we're comfortable. They're comfortable to bring their children along and let them run on their own because of the lengths that we're going to. And I think that's a really positive point, that families are feeling so comfortable around what we're doing.
Have you had many opportunities to get feedback directly from the kids? Because Junior Parkrun is for the kids. And yes, it's great that the parents are happy to bring their kids along, but it's they're the audience, they're the consumers. How are they feeling about it?
All the feedback I've had is extremely positive. High fives, lots of smiles, you know, excitement in the air. It's, you know, I've spoken to a number of kids. They, you know, I hear them telling their parents, I want to come back. Can we come back next week? You know, and we also see on social media people tagging themselves or tagging a friend saying, come along next week, bring your kids next week. So, you know, they're actively out there promoting it and trying to get other kids to come along. So it's exciting. What's great as well is seeing the next week when, you know, someone brings a friend along and they're trying to tell them how the course works or what to do. So it's a really fun environment.
And what impact has it made on your life, Renee? You're the only one who's doing it so far. So your park run weekend is now Saturday and Sunday. So you could effectively say your whole life is park run.
That's very true. And I won't lie, there's certainly a lot involved in being a junior parkrun event director, but I also feel that there's a lot of work involved in being a 5K series parkrun event director. And part of the 12-month pilot allows us to see what's involved in an admin way, to see what we need to do with working with children checks, but it also allows us to see firsthand what goes on. And that way we can refine our processes so we're confident knowing that the events that then move on to launch a junior event in their area, that those people, we know exactly what they're in for. We're not setting them off and being, you know, shocked at the amount of work they're putting in. We know, we've experienced that firsthand. So I think it's a really positive thing. But as you say, I've gone from I park run 7 days a week, but what better could you do? It's such a fun thing to do. So I love it.
Now, I'm sure having these flagship events on the way and happening is drawing a lot of attention to Junior Parkrun Australia. Have there been an influx of people asking to start parkruns in their area, junior parkruns, and are we starting to collate a list to get back in touch with them in 12 months' time?
Yes, there's been a lot of questions. And no, we're not collating a list at the moment. And that's because if we relook at this in 6 months or 12 months' time, the circumstances may have changed. So there's a handful of people that we know are very keen on having an event, and we're going to actually move in a really slow manner to roll out new events. So people that have had experience in a junior event previously in another country, for example, we're going to look at ambassadors that are fully across our parkrun guidelines and have them involved. So, you know, when we get to launching in an area, we will put out a call or we will speak directly to the ambassadors or the event directors in that area that we feel would be a great fit for being an event director of an event. And as I said before, there is a lot of work in being an event director. And obviously we don't want to scare people off, but we want people to know up front, you know, that this is very different to the 5K park run.
So we've already mentioned that junior park run is a little different from 5K park run. One task that we've added to the volunteer roster is the warm-up leader. And Tim, you've been the warm-up leader. You were the warm-up leader at the launch. This looks like a little bit of fun, something different.
That's it. Yeah, you are speaking to the inaugural warm-up leader for Parkrun Australia for Southport Juniors. But yeah, look, it's super fun. And the first time I went to junior parkrun was actually over in the UK when I took my nephew and niece and to their local juniors. And they did the warm-up and I wasn't expecting it. And it's basically a volunteer who gets up in front of all the kids and they take them through a series of exercises, you know, touch your toes, high knees, butt flicks, that sort of thing, star jumps. And it is just hilarious. Because the kids, you've got kids of all kind of coordination levels, they're doing it and they're, you know, they're fumbling around and they're laughing and giggling and whatnot. And it's super fun. And I think that's one of the things that, you know, when junior parkrun gets up and running, people are going to really remember it. That's going to be a real take home from juniors is just how much joy the children are having during that warm up, getting ready to actually go out there and walk or run the 2K. So, really, really unique and super fun part of juniors.
Just before we go, Tim, do you have any tips for Scotty who will be, well, I don't know if he's going to lead the warm-up this weekend, but any tips on particular manoeuvres or outfits, Olivia Newton-John physical type thing is what I'm thinking.
Well, it was funny because, you know, I went to juniors that day to volunteer, but basically dressed as someone who was going to run. You know, I had my trainers on anything because I knew I was going to be doing the warm up. So, whereas typically I'd probably wear, you know, normal shorts and a flip flop and a polo shirt or something. So I did wear the gear. But I think the one tip that we actually didn't do that day, but Renee has told me is since then what they're doing is there'll be one adult who gets up and leads it, but a whole lot of adults will actually get up and do the warm up in front of all the kids. So, you know, you've got a lot of kids watching a lot of adults do it, and it just gets everyone in the spirit of it. And I'll be doing that when we launch here with Cannonvale Juniors. I'll be making sure that as you know, a lot of adults are engaged and participating with the children in the warm up as well. So I think that's my tip, mate. Get as many parents as possible up, touching their toes and star jumping and whatnot.
Sounds like a lot of fun. Thank you for joining us today, Renee and Tim, and we've got Scotty too. You know, it's a monopoly on all the junior parkrun event directors in Australia. It's very exciting times to have the kids getting out there running 2K on the Sunday morning. So thank you for all the work that you're doing to make that happen. And it was lovely chatting to you both.
Thanks, guys.
You're most welcome. And Mel, the word is triumvirate. The three of us. It's a triumvirate.
Oh, I'm getting educated. Thanks, Tim.
Google it.
G'day, Scott and Mel and all Parkrun Adventurer podcast crew. It's PK here, Paul Kitching, checking in with another roving report from South Australia. This time we are heading along to the launch of Jubilee Way. Finally, we have a J in South Australia. Jubilee Way is in Windvale, which is about 20, 25 minutes out of the city of Adelaide, north, near Golden Grove, beautiful part of the world. It's going to be a great day. I've just got here a bit early, so I'm sitting in the car keeping warm. It's a bit of a chilly one today. May get a bit of rain. But lots of people here. I reckon the car park's just about full. I reckon they'll get over 200, should be good numbers, I reckon. Quite a few familiar faces, lots of people keeping their statesmanship up, I see. A few people dressed up, I reckon there's a monkey I see. There's some people with tiaras on, whether or not that's for the royal wedding, I'm not sure. Meghan Markle's here, I think. No, not really. Well, someone, I think she's dressed up as Meghan anyway. And familiar faces also, which I reckon that's, is that day? No, surely it's not. Anyway, look, I'll I'm going to try and track down some of these people that I can see. I better get out of the car and get going, actually. The run's about to start, so I'll get over there and see if I can chat to some crew before the run. Looking forward to another awesome launch here in South Australia. Okay, well, we are here, as I said, and I'm here with Maddie Barter, not Maddie Barker from Mount Barker, but Maddie Barter from... Where's your home run, Maddie?
I live at Athelstan.
And where's your home park run?
Lock Hill, so...
Lock Hill, fantastic.
Good to try something different.
And you love getting out and about, mate. You're a fit man.
That's it, yeah. Definitely.
But you rode your bike here, I believe?
Yeah, I rode from Athelstan, so probably awesome. About 11, 12 k's, so
fantastic,
mainly hill
mate.
Work, so...
Fantastic. Good on you, mate. And...
Not expecting a PB today.
That's all right, mate. Well, it will be because it's your first one.
Yeah, true.
So it looks like, have you seen the course? Have you checked it out yet?
I did the trial a few weeks
okay,
ago.
Okay, and what's it like?
The first kilometre's got a nice surprise for you.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So
thank you.
Should be good.
Pretty good turnout. It looks like they've got good people here. How long have you been doing parkrun? What's your story?
Just over a year now.
Great. So what are you up to then? Probably 30,
I'm not
40?
Sure, about who knows? 25 or 26
but
or something.
You get out and do a lot of other activities as well.
Yeah,
of course.
Bit
yeah.
of a gym junk here.
Yeah,
as well.
Good
I
on
do
you, mate.
Cycling and
awesome. I love
water
it, mate.
Skiing, all that sort of
and
stuff.
And what does parkrun mean to you?
I just love the atmosphere. You can either be competitive if you want, which is great for people that want to be competitive, or if you don't want to be, it's a social run. So
it
caters for everyone.
Brilliant, mate.
And you meet lots of new people.
Well, Maddie, it's always good to see you out and about, mate. You're a friendly face to see when you're out running. So have
excellent.
A great run, mate.
Cheers,
we better
Paul.
Go. I think they're about to get
to
ready.
Good to see you, mate. Yep,
good on you, Maddie.
Run.
Good on you, mate.
Should we have a
self? Well, we've done the run and the event, I should say. It was a run. It was a bit of a walk, a few hills, but beautiful, fantastic. I'm here with Kieran, who's pretty shy, doesn't like getting dressed up very much, and isn't fit. Actually, I lied about all of that. How are you, Kieran?
I'm good, man. How are you doing?
Yeah, really good, mate. I see you're just taking off the monkey outfit and the tutu.
Yes.
And getting changed. You're not shy of a dress up?
No, I don't mind dressing up, man. It's always good to have a laugh, and
yeah.
That's what parkrun is about, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, mate. It is. Now you're well known in the local parkrun circles for encouraging others and getting dressed up and having fun. But you've got a bit of a what's your story? I mean, obviously. It's very obvious once you're getting changed here that you've got a little bit of a story there on your chest.
Oh, the zipper.
The zipper.
The zipper club.
Yeah.
That's from a double heart bypass 7 months ago.
Wow.
On the 17th of October last
oh,
year.
Oh, my God.
So it's easy to remember. 17, 10, 17.
Oh, wow. And you've obviously come out all right on the other side.
Well, there's a few things that I need to fix, but
yeah,
I'm getting there.
Well done, mate. Congratulations.
Yeah.
How do you feel right now?
Good, because it's good to be around in the social running community.
Of course.
And that's what you need in life.
Absolutely, mate.
Yeah.
We do, don't we? You've been doing parkrun for a while then, before the operation?
Yeah, I've been doing parkrun for the last 4 years.
Great.
Yeah.
Good on you.
Yeah.
Excellent. And any reason for the outfit, or just because you just...
Why not, mate?
Why not, mate? I have seen you in a Stormtrooper outfit. I'm trying to think of some of the
outfits. Spider-Man's the fastest.
Well
and then
done.
There's the drag queen.
Oh, awesome. Nice
and
work.
And then there's the vampire.
Well done, mate. What do you think of the course today?
It is a good course. It's a bit hilly.
Yes.
And then it's more like a trail, bit of
isn't
a trail
it? I
scenery.
Love the trail part.
Yeah, it's good mix. Good
really
mix.
Good, isn't it? Lucky I just caught you. You're heading off to No Doubt to do more crazy things today.
Yeah, I've got to massage a football team, so I'm
right?
trained to be a massage therapist, so
oh, brilliant.
I have to massage a football team, and
awesome.
Hopefully they might win a game. But the problem is they keep passing to the wrong team.
Oh, no.
I swear blind, they're colourblind.
Well done, Kieran. Good work today, mate, and
cheers,
great
bro.
Work as being part of the parkrun family.
Thank you,
Brett. Good on you, mate. Cheers, buddy.
Cheers,
bro.
It's good, that.
No worries, mate.
How's the pack costing going?
And I'm here now with Keith. G'day, Keith.
G'day, how you going?
Yeah, good one, mate. Keith was one of the photographers today. You and Gary were out there, but this is your first official park run?
Yeah.
And a first official park run as a volunteer as well.
Yep, that's
well
right.
done, mate. Well, so what got you involved in park run?
Well, I just really wanted to be able to give back to the running community because I know how much the volunteers put into all of these and wanted to be part of that.
That's a beautiful thing, mate. I could have written that script. Well, anyone could have written that script for you. That's the kind of stuff that... We love hearing, everybody loves hearing, but it's, you know, it just shows how it's pretty easy to be, well, not easy when you're a professional photographer like yourself, but it is pretty easy to put your hand up and volunteer because, you know, as we know, parkrun does run on volunteers and exists because of volunteers. So how did you hear about parkrun then?
Well, I've heard about it through other park runs. Local Park's my local one.
Oh, nice.
But I know that one's very well volunteered and supported. So, yeah, I just put my hand up to see where else
great.
I can help out.
So, you've done Lochiel a few times?
No, I haven't actually made it down there myself.
So, have you run any park runs?
Not in park runs myself, but...
Yeah, that's okay. I thought that was because I was thinking, hang on a minute, am I talking to an experienced park runner here? But obviously, you know of park run, but you've never actually... done it, which is more than fine. My God, there's so many people out there that do that, you know, that they actually they want to get involved by helping out, which is, you know, fantastic. Parkrun, you know, idolizes people like you, mate. Well done. Well done, Keith. And so you're a photographer yourself?
I could use that term pretty loosely, but sure, why not?
Looking forward to seeing how the snaps turned out. What numbers do you reckon they got here today? There were quite a few. What's your guess going to be?
I reckon we must have got a couple of hundred at least.
Yeah, I reckon mine's 277. Not because I love the number seven. Well, actually it is. But 277 is my guess, and yours is?
Let's say 213.
Okay, well done, mate. All right, well, I might even wander over to the token people and see where they're at and what number they've got. Well done, Keith. Good work, mate.
Thanks a lot.
Congrats on everything, and look forward to seeing you out in another park run soon.
Absolutely.
Good on you, mate.
See ya.
Good on you. All right, I'm just going to keep on wandering and chatting. Well done.
Thanks.
Looking good. That was there, one of the organisers. She's really, really done a smashing job this morning. Bit wet out here, but people are enjoying it. And I'm just going to wander over to the person hanging out the tokens. You're doing a mighty job. What number are we up to?
We're up to 275.
Oh, I guess 277. So only two more people are allowed to go over the line. Okay. No. You've done well. Congratulations on volunteering today.
Well,
sorry, I just totally just wandered up. Sorry, I'm actually recording this conversation. I probably should have let you know. I'm PK. Sorry, what's your name?
Karen.
G'day, Karen. Thank you for volunteering today. You're doing a mighty job.
You're welcome.
Now, I'm a little bit nervous about talking to these people. I can hear them chatting away in the background, but because they're experts at doing what I do, or try to do, because they're my joint roving reporters. Hi, Greta.
Hello. How are you going, PK?
Great to see you. And is this the legendary Dave Moss? Is it the Dave Moss?
The not so legendary.
Ah, come on, Dave. So this is...
I'm not convinced because he's got shoes on.
There's someone.
Can't be him.
Now, this is pretty special to have three of us roving reporters in the one place. I think it's actually in our contract, you know, that massive contract we signed. I'm actually, that we have to at one point...
With that huge pay rise.
The pay rise in it, yeah, that we have to actually at some point have a threesome. So I'm just checking. I'm just going to go through this fine sound of looking through papers, Scott. Looking through the papers. Here it is. Oh, sorry, it says a three-way. Three-way chat. I'm so sorry, I got that wrong. Okay, so we're actually ticking that one off the box.
Yeah,
we're having a three. We're fulfilling our contract by having a three-way chat. Dave, what's
as a triad?
As a triad. What brings you to sunny, not so sunny, South Australia?
Multiple things. One of them was to actually do the letter J, which is Jubilee Way.
Well done.
So
of
I actually hung
is.
Around for 3 weeks in glorious Adelaide. I come from Adelaide originally, so it's actually great getting back here.
Nice.
Multiple excuses, but more than anything else, it's great to actually get to Goolwa, which had just started.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, lovely.
What was the one last week? Cleland, which is one of my favourite courses. The wildlife is fantastic.
Yeah.
And all the courses around.
There you go, John. See, people do love Cleland.
Yeah. They do.
Did you see a kangaroo?
I did see a kangaroo, a koala, lovely. The sulphur crested, and the view from the turnaround point.
Oh, isn't
that
stunning?
It's magic.
Anywhere.
Yeah.
No, and I'm biased towards my home course, which is Kwana, which also has a fantastic turnaround by a lighthouse.
Wow. Yep.
But here,
I didn't realise that. Gosh. And what
you
brings
you? You should listen to the podcast.
I should, yeah. What? Is there a podcast about parkrun?
Oh, look, I'll send you the link.
Far out. I don't like parkrun very much, or podcasts, or talking.
I never hear you talking about parkrun.
Did we have fun today?
Oh, it was awesome. It's just such a beautiful course.
Yeah.
Yeah, and such a great atmosphere. Everyone was so happy. Lots of dogs, as we've heard.
Yeah. And 300 and... Yep, we're still recording. 303 people for those playing at home. We were trying to guess how many. 303, that's awesome.
I reckon that actually might be a record launch for South Australia.
Brilliant.
Yeah, I was talking to John Laurie before and he said he'd never cracked the 300.
No.
A lot of happy people. It was a perfect day for it too.
Yeah, wasn't it? Beautiful. A lot of people, I reckon, and a lot of first timers, hopefully. Certainly,
yeah,
you know.
Let's put the hand up during the speech.
And a lot of locals, hopefully, as well. So it's great. Obviously, this is the 27th, did we say?
I think
park run, and more to come, Port Augusta and others. So it's
taking off.
It's all happening, isn't it? No, we're loving it. Yep. Well done, guys. Well, we better go and do that thing we do after park run.
Oh, yeah.
Collapse. Oh, no, have a coffee. All righty. This is your three roving reporters signing out. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
See ya.
Jubilee Way Park Run. We've just completed, and I'm speaking to...
Karen.
Karen, tell me, is this your first park run?
No, it's not. This is my second time at Jubilee Way. I came to one of their trial runs, and this is their launch day, so I'm here today. But I've been park running since Torren started in Adelaide about 4 years ago, I think.
Excellent. And tell me, what did you think of this particular run?
I liked it. It was very pretty. There was a couple of sneaky little undulations at the start, which always make it hard to get going, but it was lovely. It had a bit of bike path, some trail, some grass, so yeah, pretty good. I liked it.
Yes, there did seem to be quite a few undulations I found on the course.
Yeah, they're always a bit nasty. It sort of makes your time a little bit slower than some of the flatter courses, but it's all fun.
And what got you into parkrun?
Well, I started running about 11 years ago and very quickly moved into ultramarathons. And being a fairly typical ultramarathoner, a speed is not my focus, it's more endurance. So parkrun actually is my weekly speed session.
Oh, really?
Yes. I would not run this fast in an ultra, but something about all the crowds and getting that weekly time and being able to look at my splits, it encourages me, yeah, and I like to really thrash it.
And what's your favourite distance?
Favourite distance, probably 100Ks.
Right, not much more I need to say there. I will ask one other question, though. Out of all the courses you've done, not including Jubilee Way, yes, what would be your favourite parkrun course?
Oh, gosh. I really like Carisbrook here in Adelaide because that's all trail. And then you can't go past West Beach for the beach views.
Beautiful. Okay, thank you very much, Karen.
You're welcome, David.
Bye.
Right, so I'm here with Elise and Matthew. How are you guys going?
Good, thank you.
How are you going, Matthew?
Good.
Yeah. How did you like the park run today, the brand new park run?
It was really good, so nice and close to home and great to see lots of people out here.
Yeah, and is this your first park run?
No.
No, you've done park run before?
Yeah.
Yeah, where do you normally park run?
Mawson Lakes.
Mawson Lakes, so that's nice and close. Yeah. Is this one closer to home?
This one's much closer to home, so yeah, hopefully we'll be able to jog down here as our warm-up. Excellent. And then do the park run and walk home.
Oh, nice. What a nice start to the Saturday morning.
Perfect start to a Saturday.
And we're standing at the finish line here and people are still coming over and you guys look like you're waiting for someone.
Yeah, we're waiting for our friends, Paula and Archie, who are doing their first park run today.
Their first one ever.
Yeah, we're going to cheer them on, aren't we? We're going to cheer Archie on.
Excellent. How old's Archie? Is he your friend?
Yeah, he's 8 or 9.
Wow. Okay, I hope he likes his first park run. Well, thanks for coming along to Jubilee Way launch, and I hope you come back again.
We'll certainly be here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, so I'm now here with the event directors for Jubilee Way Park Run. Cherie, how are you going, Cherie?
I'm fantastic. Fantastic.
Now that the launch is done. And Deb, how are you going, Deb?
Great. Head is spinning, but it's been great.
It was a fantastic launch, guys. Congratulations. Really well done. So tell me a little bit about the course and a bit about the journey for getting Jubilee Park Run up. Jubilee Way, I should say, up and running.
Cherie and I have been friends for some time now. Got together back in January. Cherie said, park run, Tea Tree Gully Council. I went, yep, I love that. I'm going to hang on to your coattails and let's do it. And we started the journey back in January and here we are on the 19th of May. We're up and running.
You've
literally
launched.
Yes, yeah, we've launched.
Yeah.
So, and it's been a really exciting journey. It's been an interesting journey. I've learnt a lot about paperwork.
More than you've ever wanted to know about paperwork.
Probably more than I've ever wanted to know, yes. But no, it's all been great. And the people who've helped us along the way, we cannot thank them enough. Yeah.
And so you've worked really closely with Tea Tree Gully Council on this one?
Yeah, the council has just been fabulous. So we started off with a lady called Paula Lewethan. She was our first point of contact. She got us, let us know all these other people. We met with them. They were enthusiastic from the word go. They have come and put the sign on the course. As soon as we ask them to remove trees, they remove them. They fix up bits. We just cannot thank him enough. And then the mayor came today and did his speech, so it's just been fantastic.
That is great, isn't it? And look, it is such a beautiful course. Yeah. It's a lovely course, beautiful to run. Although, could you remove some of those hills?
I got the grader out, but I couldn't quite remove them. It's actually a challenging course. A lot of it is like...
Do you want to just describe the course?
Yep, so a lot of it is like bike paths, cement tracks for the first probably 1.5 k's. There's a bit of a climb. Mm. Then you go around and the Windvale Dam, which is just picturesque. There's ducks and pelicans and
horses.
Yeah, there's horses to pat. Well, maybe shouldn't pat them, but I love to pat them. It's just glorious. And so that's a bit like, kind of like Dolomite gravel sort of course. And then it goes all the way across the creek. When you go around the dam, it follows back along the creek and then you reverse it. So you get the whole view twice. Mm-hmm. There's koalas. It's just a beautiful, beautiful course.
It is gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous. Yeah. And you guys have been involved with Parkrun for a little while. What's your Parkrun story, Deb?
Parkrun, I'm really late to Parkrun, actually. I don't know how I missed it because I love running. But I started down at Mawson Lakes. That was my home Parkrun. Sorry, guys, but I'm now making this one my home Parkrun.
You can always go and visit.
Oh, I will visit, don't you worry. So yeah, I just love the concept of Parkrun, that we're getting people out there who wouldn't normally be out and about. I mean, I understand these crazy people that I hang out with, we love our running, but it's the other people that we want to, and they're the people that were out here this morning, and it was just to see the smiles and the kids and the families and that's Parkrun. I love it. Yeah.
And the runners and the walkers. Lots of walkers today. Wasn't that fabulous?
Yeah. Fantastic. Yeah. Fantastic. It's just, couldn't have wished for anything better.
Well, welcome to the role of event director, and thank you for everything that you've done to get this one off the ground.
Thanks, Greta.
And Cherie, what about you? What's your Parkrun story?
I did a few Parkruns at Lochiel Park when it sort of was at the beginning stages, but I was just a regular runner. I wasn't serious into the Parkrun. But then when Mawson Lakes was up and running, I was already part of the Northern Running Group, and I did a couple of the trials there, and then I became run director, and it all snowed from there. And I didn't realise there was parkruns everywhere, so then it just got exciting, and I was so much wanting a parkrun in this Tea Tree Gully area, so that's where it all came.
So this one's closer to home for you?
Yes. I'm only 2 kilometres away.
Wonderful.
And I'm hoping to encourage all the local school, families from my school, which is an Art of 12 school, so there's a lot of older
teenagers. So you're a teacher?
Yes.
Yep.
So I'm hoping to encourage families and things to come here. So, yeah.
Fantastic. Well done, ladies. It was such a beautiful course, great launch, really great atmosphere, great numbers. Congratulations, well done.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Greta. Thank you.
Good morning, Parkrun Adventurers. It's Lyndall reporting in for the Channel 5 News crew. And today I'm at the launch of Woodford Parkrun. Brand new Parkrun, just northwest of Brisbane is where Woodford is. Woodford is part of the Moreton Bay Regional Council, and famous mostly for its folk festival. It has a really massive folk festival here over the New Year period. And look, I tried to do a little bit more research about Woodford, and the other interesting fact I found out is that up until 2010, Woodford was also famous for its fruit shop. It had a fruit shop called Elvis Parsley's Grapelands. Apparently, it's on Wikipedia, so it must be true. Now, we're about to start here, I think, so I'll head off and do the run, and maybe I can track down some locals and find out some other interesting facts about Woodford. All right, I've found a group of semi-locals. They're not quite from Woodford. What's your name and what's your home park run?
I'm Andrew from North Lakes.
Marie from North Lakes.
Yeah, g'day there. I'm Michael from Nambour.
Nambour. So how did you find the course today?
Fantastic. It was a little bit rough underfoot. The terrain's a bit uneven, but aside from that, really, really nice track. It's something unique in southeast Queensland, I feel. There's not many like this, maybe North Harbour as well. You got a nice field, a gentle slope. It's a nice park to run in, definitely a nice field to run in.
And not as hilly as Nambour, so that's also a win, or not as interesting?
Oh, look, not many are as hilly as Nambour. Ocean View, they gave us a run for our money last week. They're a bloody good track too. Everybody should get out and see Ocean View, I think. Sorry, what was the question?
Okay, so the other thing I want to know is, since you live kind of in the local area, does anybody have any fun facts about Woodford?
Right. The correctional centre down the road.
Oh, there's a correctional centre here?
Yes, drop the kids off if they're misbehaving.
Oh. And have you ever done that, Maria?
No.
But it's a good threat on a road trip?
Yes, definitely.
Awesome. Anybody else got a fun fact about Woodford?
Not for me.
Okay, that's enough. We're finding a lot about the local community. Thanks very much, guys. Thanks for talking to me on the podcast.
No worries, thank you.
Thank you.
My pleasure, thank you.
All right, I found a couple of Diagula locals. Now, Diagula is the neighbouring town to Woodford.
3 kilometres
away. And what's your name?
Jeff Jones.
Sue Jones.
Excellent. And now you were first timers today at Parkrun. How did you go and will you be back?
Be back and liked it very much, yeah.
What did you like most about it?
Just that we're out in the fresh air again and doing a bit of exercise for sure, yeah.
And how about you, Sue? Yeah,
we've been walking around the suburb of Diagola to get practice doing the 5Ks, but it's nice running in the bush and the bellbirds singing, or whipbirds or whatever they are. They're beautiful.
I noticed them too. Yeah. How beautiful were they?
Yeah, I hope they stay. I hope they don't start leaving on Friday night because they know the park runners are coming, so they want to head for the hills.
I hope not. My home park runs Bunyaville and there's bellbirds there.
Yeah.
And they stay. They don't clear out for us.
Yeah. Oh, let's hope they're here next time. They give you courage to keep going. Oh, yeah, the birds are still there. Oh, it's beautiful.
Excellent. Now, the other thing, because you're locals, I'm looking for some fun facts about Woodford. Can you help me out with anything there?
Yeah, well, at the local Woodford Bowls Club, we have a play at, it's an open mic session on every Thursday night. Starts about 6:30, goes to 9. It's a nice early night. And a lot of the people travel from Brisbane, actually, up to play there and play there, sing their songs and... We have a big mix of different music. It's really, really, really exciting. And then we have our bowls, of course, weekly events. And we're having an open bowls day tomorrow to try and encourage more people to come and play bowls. Yeah.
Excellent. What would a country town be without a bowls club?
Exactly.
How about you, Sue? Have you got anything to add about fun facts about Woodford?
My favourite fun fact is the drumming circle that runs on a Tuesday morning at 9:30 at Binabi Place, which is in the main street. We've got a group of mainly retired people that are learning how to djembe drum. And then we've got some people from a respite centre that come and join in. And we've got the residents from Embracia Nursing Home who walk down the road, wheelie walkers, wheelchairs, whatever. And they're all loving. They shake shakers and drum. And it's one of the highlights of their week. They really look forward to it. So that's a great community thing that we do in Woodford every Tuesday.
All right, so it sounds like, because everyone knows about the Woodford Folk Festival, it sounds like you're really embracing the music and the culture here in town.
Absolutely. A lot of people have moved to Woodford over the last 25 years when the Folk Festival moved here. As they've decided where to live, they've just chosen to come up here in Woodford. And so now they give back to the community. This afternoon there's music at the cafe in town, Jealous Cafe. Everywhere you go there's music happening, and a lot of that's to do with the Folk Festival and the good vibes that it gives out and the type of people that are choosing to live here now.
What a great story. That's excellent. Well, thank you very much for just shedding a bit more light on the local area here. Well done on your first park run, and hopefully I'll see you out adventuring at another park run soon. Thanks, guys.
Thanks very much. Thank you.
Judy, you're apparently a new resident of Woodford. How long have you been here?
Oh, 28 years.
And that's new?
It is in the country communities, yeah, very definitely.
All right, and you did your first park run today?
I certainly did, and I haven't done any running for such a long time. It was great just to be able to walk the park run.
That's it. Well, parkrun is welcoming to anybody. You can walk, run, jog, whatever you like.
That's exactly it. Otherwise, I don't think I'd have come if I felt as if I had to run.
So would half the people. Anyway, so we've talked a lot about, I've talked to a few other people about fun facts from Woodford and lots of cultural things and things like that. Is there anything else in Woodford like parkrun?
Not that I'm aware of. I did see something on the Facebook about some boxing thing on at the Delaney's Creek Hall, but it happened to be on a Tuesday night when we do our African drumming.
I've heard about the African drumming.
Yes.
So you think something like parkrun that gets people out exercising is going to be a good addition for your community?
Oh, brilliant, brilliant. We do. I was a latecomer into the community for about 20 years. I lived here but worked in Brisbane. So I didn't know too many people in town until I went to Gila's Cafe on a Saturday afternoon and realised they had music there. And so I got my husband to come along, and we started to meet people, which has progressed to all sorts of wonderful adventures. And the fact that this exercise program's coming into it is just an absolute godsend. I wish there was more, but unfortunately we can't always come because we'll have grandchildren, or I do, and my time commitment sometimes doesn't allow me a routine exercise. But a Saturday morning park run I think will be great.
And you can bring your grandkids.
That's right. I'm even trying to convince my husband to come.
Oh, he'll be here in no time. I can just tell that you're quite persuasive.
Yeah, it's a bit of a hard egg. All right, well, thank you for talking to me on the podcast. Thanks for having me here in Woodford, which sounds like just a real community here.
It's an absolutely fantastic community. I'm so grateful.
Wonderful. Well, thank you very much, and we'll see you another time at Parkrun.
Will do. Thank you. Bye.
Okay, so now I've tracked down Kelly, and Kelly is the event director here at Woodford. How are you going today? How did the launch go?
Oh, the launch went excellent. It is cold, so I was very excited to see so many people get out of bed, which was great. So I think we had about 100 people, so that's great.
Excellent. And do you know there was a few people from surrounding areas and also some locals?
Yes, apparently there were people from over Ipswich, and there was people from Redcliffe, and we do have a few locals here. It was nice to see them all.
Excellent. And how did you go setting up the parkrun here in Woodford, and what was the demand like?
We started in September with an email that I sent to Parkrun about how do I bring Parkrun to our community, and it just went from there. So talking to the show society out at the showgrounds here in Woodford, and then Melissa from Parkrun, she met with me and told me what I would need to do. I was told it would be a long journey, but it's been really good. Just putting out there on social media about finding out how much interest and things like that would people have about it coming here, and there's been an abundance. Joe and Zara have come on board as run directors, and they've been amazing. So without them, that'd be good.
Excellent. So yeah. It sounds like you've got the running community.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks, guys.
Coffee shops in town to warm you up. Thank you.
Just saying goodbye to some of the locals.
Yep.
Sorry. So what was I saying? Oh, it sounds like you've got some local support and you'll have some volunteers moving forward.
Yeah, definitely. Today we had all the volunteers that put their name down turn up, so that was great. We've got a roster over there, so hopefully people have popped their names down for the following Saturdays to come. So lots of interest.
Excellent. And how did you get into parkrun?
So I got into parkrun starting at Central Lakes in Caboolture. I just decided that to combat my anxiety that I have, exercise seems to be the key. So I just went from there.
Wow. So you started running to help you get over your anxiety, and you just have then volunteered and thought, I'm going to give this a crack.
Yep. Okay, yes, I did, definitely, and it has helped immensely. So I just decided that there's obviously other people out there who also suffer from anxiety and things like that, and it'd be a good idea to bring it out to my hometown and give people an opportunity to socialise with each other and be healthy.
Excellent, and you did have a few local first-timers here today, which is awesome.
Yeah, definitely. It was really, really good to see, yeah.
Excellent. Well, so you mentioned Caboolture, and just so to give people an idea, you head north from Brisbane, turn left at Caboolture, there's Central Lakes at Caboolture.
Yep.
You can now stop at Woodford.
Yep.
And your next one basically is going to be Wandai?
So we have one at Ocean View, which is up near Mount Mee, heading towards Daybra, and that's with Adrian and that team up there. So
that one just started last week.
Yes, that launched last Saturday. And from there, I'm not sure, to be honest, where the next parkrun is, the closest one from here. So
I think if you keep heading out on the Dagula Highway, you eventually end up at Wandai Parkrun. Okay, so that's a bit of a hike. So excellent. Well, thank you very much, Kelly, for talking to me. Thank you so much for setting up this parkrun.
No, that's okay. Thank you very much for coming out and bracing the cold weather this morning.
Thank you and well done.
Thank you.
Okay. Remember us? This is... I'm Scott and Mel. Welcome back, Mel.
Thanks, Scotty.
That was, well, Tim's been teaching us words. Give me a word for overload of roving reports.
Oh, no, see, we can't outdo Tim's word. It's a very big word.
And we're not good when I put you on the spot either. And vice versa, I've got to say.
Well, if you can think of a word, go for it.
Yeah, no, that's why I put you on the spot.
Okay.
But... We didn't have the episode last week, so let's acknowledge the events that launched, and we've heard from some of them there, because there are a couple. We've heard from Woodford and Jubilee Way, but there was also one at Cobar in New South Wales, tiny little town, but they had a good turnout to their launch, which was great.
Well, that's awesome to hear. There was also one in Euroa in Victoria. I'm hoping I spelt it correctly when I typed it out, but I'm hoping I pronounced it correctly.
You did. Euroa. Looked like a cracker as well. Oh, I think I'm going to head up there. I think that's one of the ones where I think I'm going to go on an adventure.
To Euroa. You can start trying to catch up to your co-host. Yep.
Well, what, are you going to North Sydney this week? Because they're launching.
I am not going to North Sydney this week. I don't always go to launches, Scotty.
Okay. But that's it. They're the only ones that are launching this week.
They are. New South Wales gets to have one, which is very exciting, another Sydney park run. But we do have a whole bunch of anniversaries happening, and they're going to kick off with Ballina Coast in New South Wales.
Castlemaine in Victoria.
Devonport in Tassie.
Highlands in Victoria.
Looks like Victorian ones are every second one. We've got Mawson Lakes in South Australia.
And you guessed it, Mount Beauty in Victoria.
Then there's another mountain. We've got Mount Penang in New South Wales.
And Penrith Lakes in New South Wales.
And we're going to round it all up with the ponds in New South Wales.
There we go. So tell us, where are you going this week? What's the new event? Let's announce beforehand that you're going so they can make a big fuss.
So they can make a big fuss. I think there's probably only one person in that state or territory that listens to the podcast. Hi, Mark. How you doing? I'm headed back to the Northern Territory this weekend.
Oh, this is a real adventure. I thought you were just going to Yanindi or something, but
No. I've got a New Year's resolution to chase down, and it's not getting any easier. So I'm headed to the Northern Territory to grab myself another compass point.
Okay. It's so you've done Darwin.
I have.
So you're not going back there.
I am not, no. You know which one's the northernmost parkrun in Australia now, right?
I've got no idea.
We've had this discussion.
I wasn't paying attention.
It's Nightcliff.
Nightcliff.
Also has a very cool name.
Yeah, that's all I remember about Nightcliff. The cool name. And Knight Rider. Kit.
Exactly.
David Hasselhoff.
Well, I will be able to tell you all about it next week.
Well, it gives me something to look forward to. I was a bit worried about it, episode 113, because I am superstitious. So I thought we might skip
sure
that as well.
I'm pretty sure 113 is not an unlucky number.
Well, it's got the 13 in it, so.
Okay.
We should skip it altogether.
And just go straight to 114?
Yep.
We've got some very exciting guests for next week.
Do we?
Super true adventurers, yes. But we shouldn't give away too much more because we did promise. In fact, I think we hinted at who they might be a fortnight ago when we had episode 111, but we haven't given it away yet. And yes, we'll be talking to them next week.
Okay, because they were going to be on this week, but we bumped them for juniors, and also because they're real adventurers. They're hard to pin down.
They are. Well, you know, they had a little case of being in Italy when we were originally going to talk to them. So, you know, it was talk to the parkrun adventurers or go to Italy for a parkrun adventure. And to be honest, I can't hold it against them.
I can.
You sound a little bit offended.
Well, I mean, I've never met them. But,
if it was between listening to our podcast or going to Italy, if it was between recording our podcast and going to Italy, no problem. I would record our podcast in Italy, but.
Yeah, let's wrap up this because otherwise next week's interview could be a bit awkward.
Well, thank you for joining me. I'm glad you're feeling better. I hope you get out on that run and that we didn't talk too long.
Well, it's getting dark. It's
no excuses.
I've only got a few more, maybe 15 more minutes of daylight, and I don't have my head torch. And
Scotty, legs don't know if it's dark. Okay, they still work. Just no more excuses. Go
what
get
else
it
is
done.
Happening? What else is happening in your world, Mel?
Get it done.
Got any new recipes? We always talk recipes.
I'm hanging up now. I'll talk to you next week after you have a run or two or five.